Disclaimer. Everything that you're about to hear is mostly commentary from this one guy, Daniel, and sometimes some other people. He's not claiming to be an expert on anything. He most likely watched a one-hour YouTube video, read a book somewhere that he downloaded illegally, and then, you know, said, you know what, I like these ideas. I'm going to share with you. What do you all think? This is not professional. I am not a professional. Any advice given here should be taken with a grain of salt in your rice and 2 cubes of sugar in your tea. But think about them, really. Think about them, listen to them, you know, ruminate, balance on it, and let me know how it goes for you.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of the day you are listening to this. And welcome to another episode of the Writer Times with Daniel podcast. So it is way into the middle of the night. I think it is 2 a.m. Oh, it's just after 1. See my life. Okay, but how are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing well. I'm recovering. I've been sick for like a week or two, but recovering. But anyway, how are you doing? Hope you had a lovely week or you're having a lovely day, depending on what time of the day you're listening to this. If you are a first timer, this is your first time listening in on the podcast, I welcome you. We all welcome you. And we hope that you stay for a long time. Yeah. So I miss doing episodes like this, you know, where I just sit down with the microphone and speak my mind. Usually that's what it is, you know, give my opinions. Usually I try to be well read on these opinions, but you know, sometimes I just want to give my self philosophy or, you know, self thought out opinions on particular issues, trends, topics, whatever. And today's own is kind of something like that. I'm going to be talking about this whole ideology of being self-made, you know, and I'm very sure that you've encountered it. Most people might have encountered the ideology or even heard the phrase self-made. You know, maybe you heard somebody say, I want to be self-made, or you heard somebody say, I'm self-made. You know, it's usually used in one of those contexts, either somebody claiming to be self-made or somebody wishing to be self-made. One of those two. It usually doesn't go beyond those two when we are talking about those who are applying it to themselves. But I digress. Let's start with definitions, right? It's always good to start with definitions. What exactly is the self-made ideology or trend? And this is actually quite fun. It's quite self-explanatory. It means to be self-established, basically. I don't think there's any greater or there's any better way to put it. Simply putting it, simply defining it, the self-made ideology is simply about that, making yourself, self-establishment, you know, that kind of thing. And it seems quite innocent in its inception, like on the surface, ordinary, it seems very, very innocent, you know, to say I'm self-made and that kind of thing. And it's actually part of the whole hustle culture thing, you know, entrepreneurship and all that kind of ish. But here is where, for me, the whole self-made thing breaks down. I think it's impossible to be self-made. Yeah, I think it's impossible to be self-made. I've been listening to a bunch of people talk about this thing about being self-made, you know, expressing their thoughts. I remember Queen Rafi in one of her random musings on her podcast, Queen Rafi Space, she was talking about this and wondering what other people also thought about the idea of being self-made. Like, is it true? Is it possible? You know, that kind of thing. Now, I would like to make a small defense for being self-made, or, you know, the ideology of being self-made, that I understand what it means. I don't think I'm taking it out of context. Here's what I mean. I understand that when people say they are self-made, or when people talk about the whole thing about being self-made, we're talking about how much of the struggle to get to where they currently are, how much of that struggle is theirs, how much they had to work hard, the late nights, the starvation, the rejections, you know, all those kind of things. Those are their work. Like, all of that is their own effort, is their own work, it's their sweat, it's their blood, it's their time, you know, it is the life that they poured into what they are doing, their profession, their career, their business, you know, it is the essence of what they've become. You understand, like, their value, their search for purpose, their drive for purpose, their essence of productivity, everything that they've put into, you know, building themselves up to where they currently are. Most of these people, or most of us, work hard. You understand, we work hard, we try our best. And if you've made it to some point of achievement, you know, some point, some level of success, you worked hard for it, right? Nobody did the work for you, you did the work. So that is usually where most people come in and say self-made, especially if they are not like Dangote that got money from his father or relatives or uncle or whatever to start a business. They are not like Donald Trump that got $1 million from his father to start a business. You know, like, you didn't walk off the back of generational success, generational wealth. You understand, like, most rich kids come from families that, you know, have something like generational wealth, right? So it's kind of, you know, I get that argument, I get that that ideology, and the reason why they will say they are self-made, because it wasn't daddy's connections, it wasn't mommy's connections, it wasn't, you know, like, one friend's network. You built your network yourself, you built your business from the ground up yourself, you worked hard daily, you know. Like, I know a couple of friends of mine who are entrepreneurs who started their businesses, and, you know, we can say it's doing well. They've worked hard to get to where they are. A very great example of this for me is Felix Inala, you know, of Sign Cinematography, Sign TV. You can check that on YouTube. They have really awesome short movies. You know, he also has Vision Productions. There's also another friend of mine, Oyin Damola of Oyin Scents. You can check her out on Instagram. The most premium perfume oil scents plug that I know so far. You know, she's a great vendor. If you really need almost any type of perfume oils, she's your girl, Oyin Scents on Instagram. And I'm not advertising for these people because, you know, they paid me to. It's just, I've seen the level of hard work that they put into this. I've seen them grow over the years, and it's such a delight to see these people have a vision and be able to work hard and establish the vision up to the point that they've been able to. Now, we can't say they are conglomerates, but to a certain extent, they are successful. But here's the thing, they are not self-made. Nobody is self-made. I was listening to App and Preach on YouTube, and Preach said something. If you don't know who they are, don't worry, it's not really important for you to know who they are to understand the things I'm about to say, but you can like to check them out on YouTube. Preach of the App and Preach YouTube channel said something, said that he thinks the idea of saying you are self-made is disrespectful. It's disrespectful and dismissive. And I kind of agree to that. Because here's the thing. You didn't get to where you are alone by yourself. Okay, let me start simple. Let's take school, for example. You are the first in class. You guys just finished the exams. You are topping the entire class. Let's say secondary school level. You are topping the entire class. You are first place. You know, you wrote 13 different exams in 1 week. And after marking all of that, you are first place. Now, you worked hard for that. The sleepless nights, the reading, everything. You worked hard for that. But here's the thing. You are not self-tutored. You were tutored up to that point where you could read by yourself and understand the things you were reading enough for you to pass the exam. You are not self-read. Why? Because usually you needed somebody to explain to you what you were reading at first, so that when you revisited it, you could read again. You needed somebody. There are also people who along the way were motivating you to read better, to read more, you understand? And all of those things contributed to your success. If all of these things were always internal, in other words, nobody had any contribution to it, we can say you are self-made. But the fact that there are people who, in one way or the other, either minor or major, either small or big, either minimal or great, contributed to your success, contributed to who you are today. You can't be self-made. Nobody is. The business logic you are using did not just drop from heaven. And even if it dropped from heaven, heaven is somewhere. Somebody controls heaven. Any wisdom that comes from heaven was given by somebody. So nothing about you is self-manufactured. Now, don't get me wrong, I am not trying to invalidate, you know, the hard work, the time and effort. What I'm saying is, a big deal of your success, a big deal of your growth so far is you. A big part of it is you. The amount of work you've put in, the amount of effort, you know, even the knowledge you've gathered is because you've been able to use it in the way you were able to use it that you've grown so far. But here's the thing, the knowledge you gathered, you are not the origin of it. The ideas, sometimes most business ideas, we are not the origin of them. You understand? I started a podcast. I wasn't the original, you know, inventor of a podcast, or even the kind of podcast I'm doing. It was because I got inspired by other podcasts and other people that I started this podcast, that I do the kind of format that I do, that I am specific about what I am specific. Even your character, down to your character, down to your preferences, a lot of people have shaped your life. A lot of people have contributed to who you are, whether you know it or not, whether they know it or not. And taking all of that into account, I would agree that it is disrespectful, dismissive to call yourself self-made, because what that does is invalidate every single person that has had a hand in building you up to where you currently are. For instance, your parents might not have supported your business. They might not have supported your creator journey, but here's the thing, they supported you up to that point that you could make the decision and gather the resources and utilize the resources that you gathered to, you know, create your career, your current, you know, way of life. I don't know what word to use in that place, you know. They supported you up to that point. Now, they might not support every single decision you've made, but we have to admit that our parents are a great influence on us. The feeding, the clothing, the protection, the values they've passed on. And that's a big part. Most of us, our value systems are an amalgamation. What does that mean? A combination of our parents' value systems. Our current value systems usually evolve from the value systems we inherited at home, and then we go into the society, we gather other forms of value, and then we merge them into our own. It's just like even philosophy for life. You know, how you see life started with your surroundings, your home, your friends, you know, your neighbors, how they saw life imprinted on you. And then from that lens, you started seeing life yourself, saw differences, saw things that, you know, you agreed with and didn't agree with, and your current way of life evolved from that. You are not self-made. It's just impossible. Even biologically speaking, Jesus Christ is not self-made. Jesus Christ, who is credited for the virgin birth, still had to come through a woman, y'all. He still has Mary's genes. Okay, let's not dive into that point. But you understand what I'm saying? Nobody makes themselves. We are all made as a combination of various factors. Sociological factors, mental factors, economic factors, financial factors, etc., etc., etc. Religious factors even, spiritual even. None of us are self-made. It is quite premature to, and I'll say a big sign of immaturity to constantly carry that bandwagon of self-made on your head, you know, because it just means that you are not grateful of those who have contributed to your life. Imagine, you know, you are quite successful now, and there was that teacher in secondary school that was constantly telling you how not stupid you are, and how one day you're going to be a great person. And because there was just that one person who was constantly giving you that, you know, self-confidence, that self-esteem boost constantly, you went through life, you know, as a confident person, and that has helped you, you know, to build yourself up to where you currently are. You are not self-made. Even our insecurities are not self-made. Most of us inherit insecurities starting from the home, and then in society we get some ingrained to us, and then we personalize some things, and then bam, we are a buttload of insecurities, but they are not self-made. Nothing about who you currently are is self-made. Yes, a lot about who and what you currently are is you. You did the work. I can't take that away from you. Nobody can take that away from you. You did the work, but all the tools you used to do the work were not your own. Many of them were lent to you. Many of them were given to you with the hope that you use them wisely, with the hope that you use them masterfully. Do you understand? And some of you have been successful at that. Some of you have not. Life is a journey. You keep moving on, but you will never be self-made. That is my opinion on the whole self-made talk, because you know it just sounds ridiculous, and I'm not trying to insult anybody who believes they are self-made. Like I said, you put in the work, boo-boo. You did the work, boo-boo. You sacrificed the sacrifice. You climbed the mountain, you hit the hammer on the finger a couple of times, you suffered through the risks and the pain of failure, but boo-boo, you're not self-made. Sorry, my guy, my G, you are not self-made. You are made of a bunch of things, a bunch of people, you know. And I think it is good to always acknowledge that no matter how great we become, no matter how successful we become, it is a humbling thought to have that where we got to was not just because we were this phenomenal and destined to be great people, but because many people invested in us in one way or the other. You know, that those YouTube tutorials that you constantly watch is an investment by that person into you. Indirectly, yes, but it's an investment. And I think it's a humbling thing to constantly have at the back of your mind that many people have contributed and, you know, sown seeds into you, and you have germinated to be this beautiful being who keeps growing much more beautiful while trying to weed out all the, you know, weeds. But you are not self-made. Be humble. In the words of the great philosopher Kendrick Lamar, be humble, sit down, and be humble. Thank you. That is my thoughts on the whole thing. You know, let me know what you think. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you agree, you know, I don't know. There's a feedback form in the description down below. I keep saying it, you understand? Use it. Or maybe you like social media. I'm usually very active. Not very active, but usually you find me on Instagram at Volatile with Daniel. If you cannot spell, it's in the description below with a link. Just click and yeah, you find me. So yes, that's today's episode. Let me know what you think. Do you think the, you know, self-made thread has more justifications to it that I did not explore, that I'm not aware about, and you would like me to explore that part? Or you think, like me, the whole self-made talk should just die out and let's move on to much more serious things? Anyway, whatever it is you think, I would really, really love to hear it. But until next time, which is the next 2 weeks, by the way, next 2 weeks, Fridays, 12 p.m., that is when the next episode drops. Bye!